Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Miss Cyanide, and I welcome you to Juggalo Rider Radio. Now, here's your host, Havoc and Ghetto G.
Woo woo, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir boy, that's Gil G, will be joining us very shortly. Until we got him with us, I say we go with a track. And I say we go with... How about an oldie but a goodie? Old school fucking shit. Yo, here we go. Murder go round.
Creep, I hate to say I never knew ya. Once upon a time in a ghetto zone, a 10-foot lead pipe slapped up my dome. I'm laying in a street with blood oozing out my head. Excuse me, motherfucker, was it something I said?
Forks up, forks down, man, forks sideways.
Then he grabbed my finger when he said, crap, hey. Swung on a swipe once again for the road. Hold off, dog, this shit gets old. Now I walk the street with a shat that
into his head, his voice, head, his voice, head, five dead fucks in the
own 501s and right sides.
It's still real out here, niggas. Niggas are still active through these streets, man. Had to call upon my nigga from Stacktown. 816 to the 916. Yo, Spidey.
No matter what set you banging, nigga. Better get it right. Better not be like his niggas is out there for your life. Don't believe it, that's your problem. Time to solve it. You can be the shooter, I'll be the one to get you chocolate. No matter what set you banging, nigga. Better get it right. Better not be like his niggas is out there for your life. Don't believe it, that's your problem. Time to solve it. You can be the shooter, I'll be the one to get you chocolate.
I'm going with most people, hardly reach adulthood. Poverty stricken vultures look odd and they go approach it. Obviously your notion to rob you of what you're holding. Probably you beat them soldiers, can spot them because they cloaking, scoping in a 501, halting them red bandanas, falling out the right side of them pockets. These niggas is banging, so watch it. You know them fives is popping, and they say them sixes is dropping in Kansas City. No problem to lift a nigga up with this chopper. When bullets flying, they gone. If you ain't about it, stay home. First 48 with no snitching, niggas get split when they wrong. This in your face, now it's costing. They fall in front of they home. Dang. Thanks to the streets, the next time they see you's at Lawrence, they Jones. Dang. With the rest of your relative situations, and never get cool with time, especially if your rep is the death of it. See them boys in that denim, them 51s be the reckoning of reality. Maybe a little crazy, but definitely all.
No matter what set you banging, nigga, better get it right. Better not be like his niggas is out there for your life. Don't believe it, that's your problem, time to solve it. You can be the shooter, I'll be the one to get you chocolate. No matter what set you banging, nigga, better get it right. Better not be like his niggas is out there for your life. Don't believe it, that's your problem, time to solve it. You can be the shooter, I'll be the one to get you chocolate.
Shit. 501 in this hood shit. Yeah. Hoodie for Trayvon Martin. It's APPs and the deuces. You younger niggas are stupid. So clueless to what you're doing. Come get on. Out of it. Why you can't find a life to live and pursue it? It's nothing to glorify when your homie is chopped in two. And you gotta make up a lie so his family won't be in ruins. Dang. Niggas that been through it before you what? Know the end of the story. Yeah. Ain't no fame in this business. Pour out some liquor to mourn you.
Homicide on a daily. See your best friends in the paper. Obituaries and memories, gotta ride for them later. And you just thinking now ain't nobody alive, so the babies grow up a vengeful. And now you got genocide in the making.
It's a cycle, we all assault our rifles with us. Wanna be MJ, and that's just how we all ending up. Dead too soon before our time, we had to go. Ain't no escaping the inevitable, so that's all we know.
No matter what set you banging, nigga, better get it right. Better not be like his niggas is out there for your life. Don't believe it, that's your problem, time to solve it. You can be the shooter, I'll be the one to get you chocolate. No matter what set you banging, nigga, better get it right. Better not be like his niggas is out there for your life. Don't believe it, that's your problem, time to solve it. You can be the shooter, I'll be the one to get you chocolate.
Alright, we'll be back up next. Psychopathic Riders, Candy.
What's the goal of that long ride? That long ride of life? The pit stops. Everybody has a sweet tooth for that sweet, sweet candy. Yeah, I think every real rider.
Your sugar daddy, but I would still get you wet like that. I keep it crispy clean, everything I do is candy. I be on a a different level. That's why most haters can't
see my number one hoe showcase at my candy store. Everything natural, worth every single penny, bro. Any possible thing thought up, you know she a natural, bro. Only cost a hundo spot, then the bitch good to go. Now I got many others, and you'll get your money's worth. Fuck what you heard, you're paying for the baddest bitch on earth.
Candy. You like it, you want that. Candy, it has to be sweet. You like it, you want that.
She had a butterscotch lip gloss, butt naked, I hip toss her like a chicken nugget off in the sweet and sour sauce. Sweeter than candy. Gotta take me to the giddy gum drops first. Suck the stripes off my candy cane. I sugar shot.
She like to ride. My little fun dip on the side. So sweet and unique. It fits right under the seat. The party crasher. My red hot lemon drop. The on Fifth Ave. You know she gon' pop. My candy so sweet with the diamond chip flaking. Pull out the weight and everybody break it out.
Candy. It has to be sweet.
Na 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 na.
Chocolate with the coke in the top, butterfingers on the inside with the TV to watch. Drive around like the hands on the clock. Trunk beating, put them haters on that. See you later, like it or not. Gotta get another way to get out of that fast lane. Hoping that the cops pass me. Dirty like a motherfucking needle that you find in the junkie's trash, man. Now crack the window before I crash, man. My eyes getting blurry, too much smoke up in the damn thing.
Get 'em up, get 'em up, get 'em up, up in the building, 'bout to tear this motherfucker.
nigga, say it in my face. You don't want that race. Sound real good, but it don't hold weight. If it don't hold weight, then it don't make sense. Got him in the box, just let me rip. Nigga from the mo, y'all niggas acting fashion. All my shit be hitting, nigga. All my shit be hits, nigga. All my shit be giving, nigga. All my shows be having. And all y'all hoes up on my dick, nigga. All y'all hoes better sit down. Sit down, I'ma talk a little shit now. You can go, you can tell them how I whip down. Bitch down, yeah, I'm walking in the pit now. You admit now, better go take notes, have a grip down. Rock solid nigga mixed with a pit now. Y'all got the game in my grip now. And I ain't talking thousands. People gon' bring the crowd in. Better go check my rhythm, made it more than put some miles in. I'm a head rocker, rock it acapella. Somebody better tell them, man, these niggas ain't on my level. Make them move, motherfucker, move. Give me room then. Two birds, one stone, got my second wind. Get them up, get them up, get them up. Up in the building, about to tear this motherfucker up. Leaning on the track. Where my dogs at? Where the bad bitches? Bring them all back. Get them up, get them up, get them up. In the building, about to tear the motherfucker up. This book came hard to find me. I'ma make a couple niggas rewind me. I'ma like young nigga been rhyming. About time young niggas start shining. And you know them hoes behind. Wanna see a nigga on they line. These haters always whining. Holla, watch the time and don't sign them. I got that loud bitch. Yeah, I got that loud bitch. Fuck with a hater, say this bitch. So next, I'm faking now, bitch. Ain't gonna be no questions if or when. Let's talk about how, bitch. Anybody wanna compete when I got them in reach and leash that pound shit? Bombing with my renegade. I'm a gunner nigga with fire. Keep speaking for the trade when I bring my. Got a nigga pissed off and I can't lie. Roll on a Montane, nigga, hunt top. What it feel like when it's so-so. Up in Denmark, then Hong Kong. Politics come saying this is far from. Strange name, motherfucker, hit a home run. You can have that, you can hold that. All I really wanna know where my dough at. Pain put this on the track, hold that. Put the middle with the map, but you know that. Nah. Put the middle with the map, but you know that. One stone, my zone, you throw back. Two clips, all that, reload that. Move, motherfucker, move. Give me room, then. Two birds, one stone, got my second wind. Get 'em up, get 'em up, get 'em up, up. In the building, about to tear this motherfucker up. Leaning on the track, track. Hollin' where my dogs at. Where the bad bitches, bring them all back. Get 'em up, get 'em up, get 'em up, up. In the building, about to tear this motherfucker up. Revving the mind, revving the mind, revving the mind. Revving on them, make them niggas.
Aight, up next, Tech 9, Circle Bitch 1 and 2.
I want you to quit calling me, following me, riding into it with me. After you get you swallowing me, never knew this jungle would explode. Now that I know this, I must reload.
How many of them in the psycho bitch? Down for the minute with a major twitch. Came with a bit of game, it's that bitch sickness. Everybody sees the evil symptoms, so you know. When sexual activity happens and fear starts to flow, time to go. They come with a big package and back, just quite that. But the fatal attraction would only get you ice packs. Better watch what you do when you sleep with a woman that's on the edge in your bed, cause you'll be resting in red. They'll find the number to your residence, not hesitant, unprecedented. Ain't no mystery to us, these demented. Ain't never gonna get myself in another mix. Bitch, millimeter with a master plan, so you won't be up in the ditch like shit. Wild child, running wild, behind the smile is a frown. Better make it lay it down quickly. She's shifty, killing strictly after come and get me. From a rose to 357, 360, psycho bitch.
Fill him with a fucker, we talking to. What's gonna do when they
Jesus and using Rogaine. Didn't deal with her. Nina had to get ill with her. Six rock kill miss, and I ain't know I had to hit her with the grill splitter. Never do sex with a psycho gun. Anybody would have been a pop your trunk. One better get a gun with a bitch come, but I know she a psycho. Killer. Hard when he hits that piece and then get her up and out with a dick. Hard when he knows that he's been up in a mix with a psycho bitch. Hard when he hits that piece and then get her up and out with a dick. Hard when he knows that he's been up in a mix with a psycho.
Packs the most fear. She keeps a broken heart in the 380 close near. From me to you, if you sense she's iconic, better watch what you do. What they do?
They say this psycho bitch was made from us.
Psycho, psycho.
Say they get made in my head from us.
Psycho, psycho.
From the angelic to raving us.
Psycho, psycho.
Say they walk away from us.
Psycho, psycho.
Like what you do.
The journey home. profile without a sign. I turn around with my deadly blades as I walk away. The fog envelops me like a myth as I slowly fade.
Up next, Isham, pussy ain't got no face. We're back. Let's see here. Up next to y'all motherfuckers. You know what? Let's go with some motherfucking drive-by since I'm just at that right now. Let's go with, turn it up.
At least two dozen shots were fired. The victims are two 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old. This happened shortly after 2 a.m. as they were actually leaving the house, and at least one person opened fire on them. Police say this was a drive-by, but they're still trying to find out why these young men were targeted.
Like a sold-out show, smoking on a blunt as I creep by slow, dumping on any punk, me and Blake don't know, with the pump, have you walking with a stump for show, uncontrolled by the stump, so we trump the rest, from the sound that we pound, guess you found the best, drive by, so you could have what's left, shoot some birds out they nest, cause I'm not impressed, I got my seat back pimping, Bud Light sipping, smoke in the air, so the whole ride's tripping.
We're gonna go with some fucking Dark Lotus. Don't any clips.
Better jump through fast. That can't stop. Lower than a cliff.
Hurry up, this won't last.
my reaction to the fact that you better lock your doors until the sun comes back. You got lucky cause the moon just passed, cause I was about to murder that ass. What you like that?
The moon blossoms sun out, the freaks come out, littering the streets up like roaches in the house. And in the middle of the shit, I got the pop on deck, and they dance around chanting as they pray in the air. The ritual's a bitch, you will happen every eclipse. Since they the pavement red with the blood of the rich, always praying and looking for a sign of the end. And when it doesn't come, wait for it to happen again.
During an eclipse.
Was a part of Twisted Sister, according to Shaggy and Violent J.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because they apparently said D. Snyder was is actually Kesha with fucking poodles, like four poodles in their hair.
I just like that they called the kept calling each other fucking idiots. That was pretty nice. These fucking idiots.
definitely gotta give it up the Circus Land for that one.
Man, even Violent J said at the Vampiro.
Oh, man. So, man, I've been thinking, when's the next Juggalo Day? That's going to be in February, right?
Did you really just ask that? It's the same day every day, or every time it comes around.
Well, no, because I'm thinking, since they're going to be having a Malenko show, why don't we do a show where we have, I don't know, like a Ringmaster show or a Amazing Jeff Brothers show or something like that?
Yeah, because that worked out so well when we had Dark Lotus and Psychopathic Riders.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, man, I'm big money.
I mean, if you can get it to work, that would be a lovely idea.
But, I mean, like, you know, like, what card should we do? I mean, you know, since they're doing the Malenko, the Great Malenko, of course, you know, for that day. We got to pick out our own card to do.
Huh. I don't know. Seeing how Riddle Blocks already happened, and that was one of my favorite Joker scores, and now they're doing Malenko. Can't really do that. It's also a good one. Why don't you go with the Jekyll Brothers?
Sounds good.
I don't know.
Ringmaster's good, but, you know, it's definitely not my favorite ones, out of my favorites.
You know what? Let's take a poll up on Facebook.
Or even you can go with Carnival of Carnage if you would like.
That's true. Let's just pray we ain't got a bunch of rednecks tuning in that night.
Man, what was it, man? I saw something the other day. It was a term that they're going to use for redneck juggalos. What was it? It was like ruggalos or some shit.
What the fuck? Ruggalos? Fuck out of here with that shit.
I don't even know. That doesn't even really fit those two together. But
No, it doesn't.
But the fact that they're trying to come up with a term for that, it should not even be happening.
No, it shouldn't. Whose dumbass came up with that idea?
I don't fucking know. That's people on Facebook, man.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put, the only thing I'm going to put, and I'm going to give, it's going to be three choices. Either I'm going to put favorite card, Carnival Carnage, Ringmaster, or Amazing Jungle Brothers. Or, I mean, you know, we can even throw the Wraith in there, too.
Well, if you're going to do that, may as well just put all the damn Joker cards in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could probably do that. I mean, what we'd be doing is from, like, you know, I don't know, maybe starting, like, next month. Like, you know, like, do, like, a certain Juggalo card night leading up to Juggalo Day.
And then you realize that's not until February.
Oh, yeah.
And it's only going to be September.
True.
Although, if you do start in September and you go to then, that would be enough time to play all of them.
Exactly.
Well, then why do we need a pool if you just want to do something like that?
Yeah, good point.
Start from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, but we need to end off with fucking Buddy Death Pop.
I don't believe that was in this.
Well, I mean, if we're going to be playing it, like, you know, every Joker's card.
There's only six, man.
Well, yeah, for the old school Juggalos, but the new school Juggalos are going too.
Man, we're not even... They're not even included in this.
Yeah, we do that. We make a little announcement to everybody on Facebook.
So, Carnival Carnage to the Wraith.
Hell yeah. And the best thing is, we can do the Wraith. And, you know, since we're doing all every Joker's card, 1 month would be for Shangri-La. The next month can be for Hell's Pit.
Yeah.
So, let me make a little announcement here for these motherfuckers. But we need to make it where it's a constant day. So, like, what, maybe like the 4th of every month?
Every Friday of each month, every week of the land on a Friday.
All right, so every Friday.
Every Friday of each month, you know, end of each week.
I don't need the fucking goddamn fucking Facebook. I'm gonna kill it.
Because there ain't no way you can play all the damn songs in a day.
Yeah, let alone a fucking night.
Or should I say 2 hours?
So let's see. Every month, starting in September.
Starting the first Friday of September.
Okay, starting the first.
Well, I was going to put Friday of every month, starting in September, Juggalo Rider Radio will be playing all six of the original Joker's cards.
However the hell you want to word it.
Original. Oh, I'm going to kill Facebook. Because every single time I fucking type something, it brings me to like a whole nother fucking shit.
Okay then.
You go up to Double Day of next year. Good, because then, you know, February will be, of course, but Hell's Pit.
Or as you would like, you can go backwards.
That's true. So, start off with, the Wraith, Hell's Pit, and then end off with the Carnival Carnage.
Whichever way you want to go.
Starting with the Wraith,
Hell's Pit.
And then there you go. You can have Juggalo Day with Carnival Carnage.
Hell yeah.
So starting on September 6th, ending with Carnival of Carnage on Juggalo Day.
There we go.
See how many motherfuckers that you like that. You know what? We will put this up in all Juggalos chat.
Yeah, because people pay attention in there, right?
Yeah. You know, motherfuckers are going to probably be like, they're going to be asking, you know, why don't we start with fucking Mighty Death Pop? Because it's not part of the original Joker's cards, motherfuckers.
Man, we're not even including those two Joker scores.
Hell no.
So, this should be interesting.
Maybe even Kissa will show up.
Yeah, we'll find out about that one.
We'll find out if she even shows up tomorrow.
Yeah, true.
So I see people are actually still buying the Twisted CD.
Hell yeah.
Which is very rare for Juggalos, man. They don't usually buy things.
I know, right?
So, like, for them to keep buying the Twisted CD is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's where.
Hello, Mike. Vile Mike actually shared something up in the JR Street Team.
Wow, that was like days ago, man.
Well, I just now noticed it. Will Kid Crusher Howell wants to be added to our group?
Man, do not add that kid. And I believe that may have been the owner of that that group that we took over. And on top of that, every time you add him in a fucking group, all he does is say, hey, add me, blah, 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 who wants to date me and shit. No, do not add him to this group. It is not a dating group.
Sounds good.
This is the Juggalo Rider Radio Street Team for our radio show, not for you to find a girlfriend. Go ahead and post that in every other group, just not this one.
Let's see. So he will be ignored.
Just click no.
Sounds good. And
speaking of which, is Chris still in that group?
I don't know. Let me find out.
Since he deleted us off of everything else, is he still in the group, though?
No.
No? Okay, he's gone from there.
Let me check on Much More for Good Con Love.
Well, come on, if he's going out of JRR, he's definitely gone from that.
Should I kick out Will Kid Crusher Howell out of Much More for Good Con Love as well, since he's in there?
He's in there? I thought he was already gone from that.
Nope. He posted just a single juggalo here. Would Skype hit me up or add me? This motherfucker needs a goat.
Did you say he needs a goat?
I said he needs a go, but sure, he needs a goat too.
Okay then.
And he will be banned permanently, so that way he can never come back ever again. But let's see. Let's go with some Boondocks. Another love song.
Alone in this here dark alleyway. Hey, I'd rather cut that neck in half. I'd rather
Yeah, I like that version of that song better.
Hell yeah. And how about the fact that you found something up on Hulu Plus about The Gathering?
Okay.
It's Roxwell, Insane Clown Posse, Bobby, Pickaxe Bobby goes to the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, yeah, and what do they show on there?
It's find out. Comes apparently, Pickaxe Bobby, description goes, Roxwell's own Pickaxe Bobby heads to the into the belly of the beast to learn firsthand what exactly the annual Gathering of the Juggalos is all about. Bobby finds himself curious, nervous, and excited as he makes his way to Cavern Rock. And apparently he calls someone named Juggalo Bobby, and that first question he asks is if he's going to get killed.
Well, it's a possibility.
So, but okay. It's funny because the fact the first thing he sees on is what and whatever is corn, and more corn. So he's pretty much driving past a fucking cornfield. Looks like we got a crew heading over to Cave and Rock over there, but my mind was on it. We're almost there. So, this seems interesting.
So we've been to Elizabethtown, Illinois, very close to Cave and Rock, and stop and get some beer. And
yeah, but see, everybody that goes to these damn things, they always say that Juggalos are the nicest people they've ever met.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So I don't know why the hell they're so against Juggalos.
Yeah, who knows?
Hordes of Juggalos come through every year. I assume this is not your first year doing this.
Master Navigator.
I think Juggalos have some kind of sixth sense.
And yeah, I don't know about that.
apparently he's going to stick his head out the window and go, whoop, whoop. I think it's funny how he's still driving. First thing he says, I'm going to stick my head out the window and start yelling, whoop, whoop, and see if I get any back. Yeah, because apparently he had to call Juggalo Bobby to get some tips on, you know, what he on how things should go down at the Gathering. So now he's just literally driving by, and each car that goes by, he's just whoop whooping, hoping someone fucking says something back.
One way to find your way to somewhere.
Yep.
Was the sign for Hog Rock, which is what we're telling. Then here's the
they're giving us this sweet amulet. That amulet. He calls it an amulet.
A dip in the lake sounds nice right now. Too bad it's Lake Hepatitis. I think there's a couple hundred food. Your love is blossoming in Lake Hepatitis. As well as other things. I bring him back.
swamp ninjas over here. They'll gather regionally. I'm sure the swamp ninjas know how to party for sure.
Yeah, I think we're always calling them the swamp ninjas.
We're on the love train. I've been gathering the Juggalo 2011 with Pepper. And Pepper is obviously completely new.
2011?
Yep.
Rules, right?
Right, I love it.
If
you walk out, you take
kids,
I'm like, hell yeah.
Are you covered in sunblock?
Man, then I think I saw something like that then.
You probably did.
I was trying to get tall tonight, but otherwise,
whoop, whoop, indeed, man. You sure?
Was that girl, like, naked and shit?
Yes.
Man, I definitely seen that.
Like, I'm just now trying to get a fucking Hulu Plus.
Man, I saw that on, like, I don't know, somewhere on the internet.
Man, I'm definitely getting a lot of likes for my this fucking status, though, man.
Yeah, likes don't mean shit anymore, Havoc.
Yeah, I know. It's not like back on MySpace where people liked it. And then tune in.
Yeah. But speaking of likes, man, as soon as I uploaded that Underground Killers remix to SoundCloud, it actually got 5 likes. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, just so you know, I uploaded the entire Stevie Stone album.
Well, it's a good thing you did that. So you should probably play 2 Birds, 1 Stone.
We actually played that before you called in.
You fucking dickhead.
Well, I mean, come on, but like I played it like, you know, like in the middle of watching ICP Theater.
Fine. Do you have Twisted Rock the Dead?
That I hope so. Let's find out. We are in the S's, R's. They go down. Man, I think I gotta fucking like redo this entire soundboard so that way everything's up on here. Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure if I was at the gathering now, if I sneezed, instead of getting a bless you, I'd get a whoop whoop.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, bud. Okay. No Rock the Dead up on here, but I can put it up on here. Won't take that long.
Well, fine then. Did you play Grave Digger by Stevie Stone yet?
Nope.
When he can play that.
Sounds good. And while that plays, I'll get Rock the Dead up on here. Get down to Stevie. Yeah, that's something that sucks about Hulu Plus. Like, I mean, you don't get commercials, but you got their stupid fucking ads. It's like ads for fucking Insidious 2.
Friday the
13th. Yeah. There we go. Grave Digger, which is what this fucking that movie's gonna be. A grave digger.
I'm a great digger. I'm not a rapper. I'm a great digger. I'm not a rapper. I'm a
shovel time to grave niggas. Grave niggas sitting the bar. Honda taking, I'm taking the park. Still in the dark, still in the dark, dark. Pay for the heart, heart. Missing bodies apart. Licking, missing your tennis. My verbals tear them apart. I leave them underneath the heart. Yeah, yeah. I'm taking them to the cemetery. Got some bodies, need to be buried. Set my heart. Yeah, yeah. I got my shovel digging the gravel. I don't rap. Somebody tell these niggas.
I'm gonna see if I can get the plug in the other version of Mark Faceless downloaded here to my computer. That way I actually have Rock the Dead.
I just can't believe you don't have that song.
I mean, it wasn't on the OG version, you know, like the old.
I know.
Sucks. But oh well. There's been like a shit of motherfuckers just liking over and over liking the fucking status, man. I'm literally posting up in every single group I can fucking post into.
Well, everywhere I posted that, and we taking over mixtape, people like that shit.
Hell yeah. Speaking of which, let me go check to see if we had any more downloads.
since you're in the midst of doing all these Juggalo things, why don't you find a Juggalo artist to interview at some point in time in this next couple months?
Yeah, we can do that. We just got to figure out any good ones up on Facebook.
You could either get like a bigger name person, or I guess we could settle for just your typical underground artist.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then I did happen to press play on one of them Frosty Nine-Glock tracks.
Yep.
Yeah, what the fuck? No. For the fact that Lori was one of the people that shared a song by him, yeah, to your goddamn mind. I was like, maybe it's just that track. So I went and listened to another one. No.
Yeah. No. Hey, we're up to 6 now.
6 what?
Downloads.
Oh. So how many likes you got on that status?
Oh, let's see. We got a shitload of things. I've been posting up in different groups. Looks like about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like each group.
Man, that's not a lot, man. What the fuck? You got me thinking like a whole bunch of people.
After when I'm posting like in every single group I can possibly do it in. I'm also go into the fucking like page and post up on there. Same motherfuckers up there too.
Man, that damn like page is pointless as a motherfucker.
Well, yeah, because we get more ads if we don't talk. The men we talk. They
do. Dude, do you see how many likes we've gotten on that page since we stopped talking in it? We got like at least like 100 or something, man. Something like that.
I guess that means we have to stop talking up on there.
Yeah, dude. We haven't talked in there for like 2 weeks.
Well, prepare to lose some likes because I'm about to talk in there.
Oh, great. There goes the likes. The last time I posted in there was whenever I posted the Chronicles of the Dark Carnival link.
Yeah, we're at 2,349.
Oh, I better lose some likes.
Yeah, it's going to reach a bunch of people and then a few of them are going to be gone.
Yep.
That's not how like pages are supposed to work.
Yeah, I know. They're supposed to be, have fun talking with us and tell the people, hey, yo, like this page, you can actually talk with us. But no, we talk. They fucking unlike us.
Yeah. Just like how yesterday, Busta B's dad liked our page. My Ghetto G and Busta B page.
Fuck. That's just random.
That was out of the blue.
Yeah,
so now he has his father and his mother creeping that page.
Bad. Oh, got me. Well, gotta be careful what you say there.
Man, either me or him are saying fuck a lot in some song. But his mom's always listening to us, so I mean, fuck it, whatever.
But here we go, man. Twisted. Rock the Dead.
Wait.
Hey, look, we actually got a comment.
Can I just hear my song?
Running on to my head, but the only
back.
What they were trying to figure out here is, what does it mean to be a juggalo?
But, yeah, man, we had a fucking comment on that, on the status, man.
And let me guess what it said. Whoop, whoop.
Well, partially, yeah. they said, fucking hell yeah, whoop, whoop, MCL.
Wow. Is that a fucking rebel flag necklace? Fuck you!
Let's see. Man, if I can remember that fucking link that Dean just, fuck his name, oh yeah, Chris told me about, I guess he downloaded this fucking track. But quit fucking telling me to burn.
Wait, hold on. This really says my 15-year-old son tattooed his name when he was 9 years old. He did my hatchet man. Are you fucking kidding me? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
What the fuck is that? What the hell did you take a picture with? What is that, like a flat screen TV? What the fuck is that? I like to carry my fucking big ass thing into the bathroom and take a picture too. Ain't no way this girl is any older than 14 years old. Out the obvious that there's weird things on Craigslist.
We could go to that one.
Jesus, you got a big fucking hand. Like, what the fuck, man? God, this fucking picture is still up here. God damn. Dr. Oh, Fagan, people actually drink that?
Wait, what flavor?
Dr. Fago.
Yeah, that shit's badass.
I didn't realize anybody actually drank that.
Yeah, I like it.
And then they got ginger ale. That's ugh.
Found it.
Found what?
The page or the link that Thou Who Should Not Be Named gave me one day. So that way I guess you get fucking tracked off of like SoundCloud and shit like that.
Just go to Google and type in SoundCloud the MP3.
Oh, I found offliberty.com.
This person, man, it looked like somebody colored this fucking pot leaf on their fucking leg, and they're happy about it.
Free hugs, high fives, or handshake, and God's day. These are free any time of the day. Buy one. one get one free. Would you like one, sir?
Let's do another.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your name?
Pinky Smooth.
My name is Mr. D. I'm your Dwayne Live Bruce Bank, aka Crazy Cycle Fat Boy. You know, we all have different names and stuff, you know, for our juggalos and whites and all that.
Family is what it's all about. I love these people. These people are my family, and I can't wait every year to see them.
So what you got here?
All these motherfuckers.
Hey, look, we got an 816 call in. 816, what's good? Who this?
What up? Woo-woo.
Holy shit, it's chill.
Right. Shit.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna tell you like a wise man once told me.
What's that?
For sure, for sure.
<That's a good one. laughs> Shit, yeah. For sure. That's for sure.
Yo, chill, man. What's going on, Cracker?
Should watch some fucking Aqua Teen. Aqua Teen.
I didn't realize I was still on.
Hell yeah, they got. I just saw a fucking new episode Sunday. The show was hilarious as a motherfucker.
They had like the first three seasons on DVD.
That's dope. I love the shit out of them.
I saw the very first episode of that like a long time ago. It was high as hell. It's pretty fucking
shit,
funny.
Man, that's the shit.
And then they get the fucking Moon Knights on there, man. That's my shit right
there. Oh, I love them motherfucking bastards. They're all flipping off the earth. That's the shit.
Hey, don't worry. It's coming.
Hey, big ass middle finger.
I hope you could see this. I'm doing it as hard as I can.
Yeah. Shit. Man, they're fucking funny as fuck.
I think I need to follow this trend, though, man. I need to tattoo the buttons from the PlayStation controller on my hand or something.
Crazy. It's like, what the fuck is that?
for a minute there, I could have sworn Gilger was going to say that he thinks he needs to join the trend and start liking Hobson.
Uh-oh. You can't be saying that, man. Chill likes Hobson.
Oh, hell yeah. Hobson's shit.
Man, what the fuck's the matter with you?
Oh, no. Hobson's the shit. Yeah.
Man, I have no idea what's wrong with him, but I'm sure it's a lot of things.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Why the hell would anybody like Hobson Ford? Dude's like, no. It's funny how people try to compare him to Eminem. There's no comparison. Eminem would kill the motherfucker.
Fucking, he killed Drake and Lil Wayne. That shit's hilarious.
Well, that's not too hard to do.
No. That shit's hilarious. Then they gonna go bitch mode and shit. Tell the fucking public like this shit and that shit.
What exactly did he say about Drake?
Fucking told him in a song that you go fucking sneaking in his house, close the blind, and hang him by a fucking noose. Shit's hilarious. That nigga's been on one ever since. Shit's hilarious. Nigga look all scared in this music video, that on one shit. I was like, damn, that nigga got you scared like a bitch. Shit's hilarious. Look like he has
that dude sucks. I don't give a shit about Drake or Lil Wayne or anybody on that fucking label.
Fucking A. When did fucking Cash become a fucking gang?
Man, fucking, that's all anybody raps about nowadays is how much money they have.
Now they turn money into a fucking gang. The rich gang, what the fuck?
Okay, alright.
Rich
yeah,
people
yeah.
Fucking gang banging. Get the fucking money. Shit's hilarious.
That's probably my favorite song right there. Commas, 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 commas. No, I'm kidding.
But, nigga, that's all y'all fucking think about is money. So, y'all so wrapped up in the money that y'all turned into a gang shit.
Like, I don't even understand, man. Every fucking music video out there has to do with money.
Straight up. Fucking A, right?
Like, how come, like, you know, Tech N9ne and all that, man, like, they're black guys and whatnot. How come they don't rap about having money?
Uh-uh. Cause they know what the ghetto's like too. Trust me, this shit's fucking country as a motherfucker out here. I wouldn't blame them.
I'm just saying, man. Every other black rapper talks about money.
Fuck money. Fuck money. Shit, I'll fucking burn a whole stack. Why the fuck you do that? Cause I don't fucking like money.
Like I said, even if I did have a lot of money, I probably still wouldn't rap about it.
Right? I'll fucking burn some of that shit. Just for the fuck of it.
He's like, why so serious? Start burning it like the Joker.
Right? Just to piss off some people. Shit, yeah.
And then on top of that, man, the lyrics aren't even good that they say in their songs.
Straight up, but I don't understand the fuck you're saying. $1 million what? $1 million. Shut the fuck up with your $1 million.
Wait, hold on, man. Let Happy tell you the best lyrics that I told him once before.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Happy.
Yeah, 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4.
That was seriously in a song.
What the fuck? Fucking mainstream these days.
I don't even know what to think about that.
Right? It's like, what the fuck? Of course 1 + 1 = 2. Fucking dumbass.
And these people are famous on TV, man. I'm watching these people say this shit.
Hell no, right? It's like fucking stupid ass shit. That ain't fucking hard. That's fucking retarded.
Like, come on, man. Give me some money. Put me on TV. I'll say some stupid shit.
I'll just fucking stand there and still get paid. Still won't talk about it.
Like, damn.
5 seconds appearance. Shit, yeah, that's good enough for me. Still getting paid for that shit, but you don't see me talking about it.
Yeah, Chill can write a better rap than that.
Fuck yeah.
He can talk about how he's chilling at the library all the time.
Right, sure. I'll be giving me a...
He's like, I try to get loud, but I can't. I'm at the library.
It's like, shit, I got jack-offs in front of these fucking jack-offs. So I gotta get my fucking spanky on.
Wait. Like, Did you just say you jack off at the library?
All the time, man. No, I'm just joking. I'm just fucking around. Talk about public masturbation, man. Shit,
yeah, you can get in trouble for that.
Yes, I fucked them off. Shoot feet balls at them and shit. Shit, yeah.
You can't be doing that shit in public, man.
Well, I'm just fucking around.
I don't think you are.
I don't think so either.
He's talking to the librarian and shit. Just,
right? You gotta
just
get
like,
off.
All right, just stand right there.
Oh, shit, I got all your face.
You're like, quiet, what? This is a library.
Talk about a frat attack. Yeah.
Too much.
Shit's fucking clowning. Fuck your sunscreen.
Fuck your sunscreen. That's not a good thing to say because that can actually
I'm
help
to
you.
Up versus flames. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because every time I'm out in the sun too long, man, I fucking burn.
How about fuck the sun, then? Stop playing you for this bullshit.
Yeah, dude, fuck the bullshit. Sun, that's for sure.
Always trying to fucking burn a motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
Turn my fucking shit. Sit there. Just sit there.
Turn my fucking face red.
Right? It's like, all the fuck you doing is sitting there. How the fuck does this make sense at all? It's like, y'all.
Wait.
Sitting there
while
the people go chatting. Fuck does this.
Yeah. My question is, does children have to worry about being burned in the sun?
Shit, I just get darker. Stay out in the song too late, long and shit. Come back, people blow. Damn, did you get dark? Fucking A, what the fuck?
Man, I wish I could go out in the sun and just get dark.
Shit, it sucks. People be like,
I go out in the sun and I turn fucking beet red and fucking just burn and my face hurts and shit.
Shit, man, sometimes it burns too. fucking hate that shit.
fucking face peeling
like
and shit.
It's like, God damn it, I ain't wearing black.
Man, it doesn't matter what color I'm wearing, man. It's still gonna fucking burn.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, you can't change how the sun is.
Yeah. Just fucking sitting there. Yeah, it gives us light, but why the fuck does it burn fucking people? Fucking piss me the fuck off.
Well, Ghetto, I bet you anything, like a lot of people probably left the gathering the man fucking Fury got up on stage.
Fury was at the gathering?
Yeah, he performed.
Oh, man. I'm surprised he made it there.
Yeah, I am too.
He can't ever seem to find his way very often.
Yeah, and when he gets lost, he starts turning into fucking different people.
I didn't even realize that dude still did music.
He's still making music.
Yeah, well, that would be the last interview we have with him, though.
Ain't that the truth?
Joe could have probably talked to him, though.
Who?
This dude we brought on here for an interview, and he was just all over the fucking place.
Damn.
Couldn't understand a fucking thing that was going on.
Damn, that's weird.
Turns into like the Undertaker and shit, and other people would just like, what the fuck? Ask him how he knew Paul Bearer, and he just went nuts.
I calmed the fuck down, homie. Stop going crazy over this shit. Not that fucking serious.
You try to ask him, like, you know, how he got started. First thing he does is start screaming into the fucking phones.
Yeah. You know what I don't get about CM Punk?
About CM Punk? How do we talk about CM Punk? What about
that nigga thought he was God and shit, right? He's all Jesus. Everyone fucking hated the shit out of him. Now, how the fuck everyone liking him? I don't give a fuck. So how the fuck you gonna claim yourself fucking God? So you ain't God. Like, what the fuck you lying about?
Well, you know, people say a lot of dumb things.
Yeah, it's like, nigga, you fucking dumb. I don't even like you. Everyone cheering for him. I'm like, nigga, you was just fucking with Paul Heyman. You said fuck the fans. And everyone fucking, I don't get that shit.
So are you saying you're for Brock Lesnar?
Fuck Brock Lesnar, too. I don't like any of them. That nigga is fucking, this nigga's all big with a fucking tiny ass voice and shit. So I can't take that nigga serious.
Well, who do you like?
Fucking A. Jeff Hardy's the shit.
Jeff Hardy?
Yeah. So I don't give a fuck. I just watch it for the entertainment.
Entertainment? He's not even entertaining no more.
Oh, really?
Like, maybe back with, like, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, that shit was hardcore back then.
Now he's just, you know, the golden boy of the industry, and they make him win absolutely everything.
Yeah. Talk to me, Frank.
Lori's an idiot. Kind of retarded.
Who is?
Lori.
And why is that?
Hey.
Besides the fact that she listens to terrible music.
Oh, damn, plus she posted a picture of a slug saying alien.
Maybe it is an alien.
Maybe to her, yes.
Well, then again, she's always on a bunch of, you know, different drugs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, anything could be an alien. You go in the fucking refrigerator, you get some milk or something. Alien!
It's like, you
know, like, quit looking at me!
If I don't see none.
Or you end up in, like, what's that, Scary Movie, and you got fucking aluminum foil in your head.
Like that. Like that. There he is. You just see his eyes in his top of his head. He's just feeling it like little nuts.
So apparently they made a fifth one today. When did that come out?
A couple months ago.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
It's about to be on DVD.
Oh, I don't know. probably, I think it is out. I think I've where I've seen some.
Because I saw one on PlayStation 3. It had on there you could buy it for $15. I was like, when the fuck did this even come out?
Oh, no.
Yo, Ghetto, I think I figured out why we had, you know, like, why we didn't get too many likes on that status.
On what status?
You know, about the fact we're starting on Friday of every month, starting in September, when I was doing the original six Joker cards.
Why is that?
Because I didn't put whoop in front of it.
You douche. Come on, man. You know you got to grab their attention, man. You got to say whoop whoop. Whoop whoop. And then you got to end it that way.
Straight up.
Then you got to use like a million different abbreviations for, you know, MCO. You know, you got to throw a bunch of letters in there, you know.
Right. Just making one big ass thing.
Like MMFCLWZ123, you know, shit like
20,000. Oh.
Like half the shit I don't even know what it means.
Right. It's like I just threw some stuff in it. Some random stuff in it. Just
like, you know damn well they just typed that in there. They don't even know what it means.
Right. It's like I just threw some shit in it.
They're like, my hands just suddenly, you know, just went all nuts. Like, ooh.
I couldn't control it. It's like, God damn.
just like people that, you know, switch out the O's and put, like, sixes.
It's crazy. I
just don't know what to say about juggalos these days.
What the hell is this
about? Oh, there we go. I made sure to fucking throw a whoop whoop in there at least twice, along with MCL.
Man, you gotta put it in there at least five times.
and of course, I made sure to throw in spam. So that way, somebody, you know, read it even more and, you know, either share it or like it or something.
You gotta drop bro in there, too.
Yeah, I ain't going that far. Fuck that.
He's on hell.
I guess you really don't want a lot of likes, then.
That's cold.
I think fame is good. It's good enough for these motherfuckers. They don't need the word bro in there.
Now, when we say every Friday of every month, I'm talking about, like, you know, every week's Friday and the whole month, each month. Yeah.
Each Friday.
Oh yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so starting, like, you know, September 6th will be, that was Pit. Then September 4th, no, then October 4th will be Shangri-La.
Oh, that album went so hard with it.
What did you just say?
I love that album, Shangri-La by ICP, the album.
That's the album that made everybody leave.
Oh, really? I did not know that shit.
Yeah, because, you know, the whole God thing.
Yeah. Crazy.
But, I mean, I do agree with you. It was a good CD, though.
Hell yeah.
But a lot of people disagreed and they left.
Damn, that's fucking bullshit.
I don't know where they went, but they left.
They just disappeared. Like, fuck this shit, let's commit suicide.
Yeah, they drank the Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. The ass antifreeze. Tasty ass shit, though. I can't stop drinking it.
So when the hell did the Wyatt family become movie stars?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You got a movie coming out called You're Next.
Shit, take it. Sorry, every time I see that commercial, I'm like, cool. It's like, awesome, I'm next.
I mean, I sure hope it's a good movie. It looks pretty decent.
Hell yeah.
So how about the fact that in this video on Hulu Plus, that Janet Juggalo trying to be Blaze, except instead of having a clock around his neck, he'd be placed with a fucking paper plate.
There you go. Well, that's all right, man. I posted an old picture, man, earlier of whenever I took his big-ass chain and just put a hubcap on it.
Oh, yeah?
And I was wearing it as a chain.
fucking dope.
That was my bling.
Right? Rock a fucking hoe cap. Oh, yeah. Shit, let's start that trend. Everyone be fucking rocking fucking
a hoe cap that I found on the side of the street at that.
Right? Yeah, I saw one in a bush, dude. I mean, parked in the street. It's like, what the fuck?
Hey, there we go. Now we're getting legs because I threw a whoop in there like two times.
See, now you're learning.
Goddamn, I didn't understand a word he said. All I heard was whoop whoop at the end of it.
Come on, that's how it is when you talk to any juggler.
All I heard was whoop whoop. I heard that's all. He just said something, just whoop whoop.
it's all you ever understand.
Shit's hilarious.
We're like brain dead to any other words.
Right. And I think it just said something, then when it stopped,
like,
all I heard was whoop-whoop.
Like, did you just say whoop-whoop?
Whoop-whoop? That's all I heard he said.
Did you hear titties?
What? I was like, what the fuck? He got me speechless. I heard whoop-whoop. What the fuck, man? Did you just snort some blow and just fucking said, just saying some random shit?
Yeah, gotta love random shit.
Right? That shit was fast, so I gotta understand.
We got about 5 likes on that shit up on the fucking like page, by the way. And 1 comment.
Oh, a comment. What was the comment? Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
It's all it ever is.
He's pointing out his new Twisted Low fucking liked our status and then liked his own comment.
What an idiot. Oh, what is this now? She better have posted something interesting.
Everyone can do anything. Something. Fourth year here.
You don't even have to like the music. You can come out here and just have fun, party, just see everybody, and do whatever the f*** you want.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I agree with that.
You don't have to like the fucking music. We can't be at the gathering of the juggalos, but I mean, it helps though.
Go balls out with it. Shit.
I mean, if you're only going there just, for the fucking carny rides, get the fuck out.
Right.
Shit. I think mainly it's just for the drugs.
They just do a lot of shit.
Yeah, definitely the drugs. I mean, come on, man. Think about it. Okay, people go to the gathering just to fucking overdose and die.
Damn.
Well, there are people that say they would rather die there than anywhere else.
Exactly. And it does happen for a lot of people.
Yeah. whether they want it to happen or not. Like, I'm not saying that to be funny. I mean, it happens.
Yeah. Sure, I'll just go there just to enjoy the time. Smoke a little shit. Smoke a little butt. Do some shrooms.
Well, you would have been very disappointed when the bridge got shut down.
Damn.
10 seconds?
What the fuck? What the fuck did I do with shit?
See that, man? He even heard it.
It was like 10. I was like, what the fuck did that come out from? Who the fuck is saying this?
The thing is, we're not supposed to be able to hear that.
Mainly I'm supposed to be the only one who's supposed to hear that, but now y'all are hearing it too. Don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're fucking up again.
Oh, no. Who the fuck is it? Who the fuck is
that? That's the blog talk, bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, I didn't tell you to say 10.
She gives us a warning that the show was going to be over in 10 seconds.
Oh, really?
So, chill, tell me, do you take giant cameras to the bathroom to take pictures?
Hell no. I don't even have a camera.
Do you have a TV with a camera on it?
Nope. Oh, no. It's like, then the government will be watching me, you know?
No, that's only if you go on an Xbox One.
Really? There you go again.
And there it is.
Flushing twice. Come on, that's the second time I heard that shit.
Well, it happens a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, you might be a slut if you wear a shirt that says I heart cock.
Like what?
It's true. It's damn true.
What, that it makes you a slut or that you like cock?
Both.
Well, do you want to save yourself?
The fact that if a chick wears a shirt that says that she hearts cock, yeah, she's a slut.
Well, more than likely, yes.
Damn.
And quote unquote, she has no respect for herself.
Those bastards and not having respect for themselves.
If you take a side picture of your face, you might be a slut.
What the fuck?
I mean, come on, man. Just check up in the fucking All Jungle chat.
Took a fucking side picture of herself, and she's got a big old grin on her face because of it.
Yeah. Well, angles help people, Havoc.
Not all people.
There's certain people that's on my hit list.
Well, except for this picture right here, this girl just looks scared as fuck.
I'm in no position.
Like, why did you post that picture when you look scary as fuck? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Especially when it's a fucking cock god, bitch.
Oh, no. We don't even get started on that. You notice how that one girl with that fucked up eye, she posted that picture of, like, her face, and then she took that away, and she just posted up the picture of her. All you could see was her back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it got a whole bunch more likes than the other picture. Because you couldn't see her.
Hey, look. I found that pic that you were talking about with the chick with the fucking big-ass TV.
Yeah, you see that shit? Look at that.
Like, holy shit.
Brought your fucking frying pan down to the bathroom.
Yo, I'm going to comment as, where the fuck can I get a TV like that?
Right? Straight up.
Yeah, man. I'm going to get me a flat screen like that and take it in the bathroom.
Flippery to be a frisbee. Fucking hell.
And just so that way it gets noticed, I make sure to throw a whoop whoop in there.
Oh, there you go. They'll think you're kidding now.
I mean, she looks good, but I think she might also be looking fucking 16.
Man, I told you, man. She's no older than fucking 14.
Yeah, all these little kids up in the fucking group nowadays.
It's all Chill's fault.
About what?
He's bringing all the youngins in.
I didn't do that.
Yep.
I'll take 12 gauges to their ass.
Man, he said he's going to shoot them all.
As I come in. God, go that way.
Would that be considered
murder or child abuse?
I don't even know. As long as they're not fucking twitching, it's not child abuse.
As long as they're not twitching.
They twitch not to put another shell in that ass.
Like doing the headless boogie.
But, hey, yo, I heard you die. Let's come take a ride. Lean to the left and slide. Just a little bit.
That's what he was doing, man. He was literally acting out an ICP song.
Hell yeah.
Well, I guess this one chick definitely wants pervs on her fucking pick. So I guess I'll be the perv.
Uh-oh, Javi's going to be the perv. There's a shocker.
I mean, come on. Fucking, this chick fucking posted a picture and put the set in. Comment the first thing that pops to your, yeah.
Something that pops. Pop
okay,
over.
Well,
Ah, damn it. Vincent Cortez took my fucking answer. I was going to say nice tits. Well, you know what? He was PG with it. He's a nice cleavage. I'm going to say nice tits.
Wow. How do you just say nice cleavage? Be like, titties!
You know what?
Wow.
You know that she just gave me an idea. Thank you.
If you're going to be a pervert, be a pervert. You know, like whenever Victoria, she posted up that picture of her covered in a whole bunch of white stuff, and she said, at work. So I was like, when did you become a porn star? Like, come on now. Why are you taking a picture of you covered in a bunch of white shit? And all it was just paint.
What a film that was.
I guess she really wanted those type of comments to, you know, come to that picture. No pun intended.
Yo, I'm going to do a hell of a lot better with this fucking shit. I'm going to post up Chris Calico's
titties
on. Exactly, that's exactly what's getting posted up there.
You can go ahead and check that song out, chill.
What's
Chris
that?
Calico, titties.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Chris Calico's the shit.
I mean, who doesn't enjoy a song about titties?
Right? That shit's dope. Titties. Hell yeah.
It goes from dwam to titties.
That shit's dope. Shit, yeah. So what you think of Stevie Stone's new album?
It's a good day. I enjoy it. Makes me wanna bounce back and forth.
Right, it's just fucking hard.
Like, I was thinking that, though, whenever I saw him live one time, I was like, man, this music just makes me want to, you know, bounce back and forth.
Right? That shit's dope.
Yeah, I'm definitely a Stevie Stone fan.
Oh, hell yeah, me too.
I mean, we had him up on here at one point in time. He was the substitution for Brother Lynch Home.
Oh, damn. That's tough.
Hell yeah.
That was before really knew anything about him.
Damn. That's fucking tight.
And then, like, a couple days after that, I saw him live in concert, got him to sign my T-shirt.
Damn, that was dope. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't marshmallow and fudge you thinking of.
I'm being so fucking needy.
The fuck did you just say?
Fucking Squid Billy's. He's like some marshmallow and fudge. I like, that ain't what you thinking of.
Uh-oh. Sexual jokes in a cartoon or whatever that is.
Yeah, some fucking hillbillies that are squids. That shit's fucking hilarious. But
I think I saw maybe one episode of that because somebody sent it to me.
Oh, yeah?
It was about, like, fat chicks or something.
I don't know. It's fucking funny as fuck, though. They'd be cooking math and shit. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't ever watch any of those shows, though.
Oh, this shit's hilarious. There's one episode that the fucking meth lab blew up. This shit's fucking funny as fuck. one bitch in the middle with hepatitis B. Just fucking funny. She ain't even moving. Doctor's like, we found hepatitis D all brittle in her bloodstream. It's just fucking hilarious.
I'm too busy wrapping my face with aluminum foil trying to get rid of this.
How's that gonna work? You trying to make people stop fucking cheating over cards and shit? Mind reading? So what the fuck you got in your hand?
What the hell, man? You're losing me here, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what the fuck I said. Man, that fucking Rice Krispie treat, I swear.
Rice Krispie treat?
I don't know where the fuck it came from.
are you looking at Rice Krispie treats?
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you have a Rice Krispie treat then?
I don't know. It's been a while.
You're just going to stare at them?
Yep.
Like, you look mighty tasty.
I was just sitting there like a fat kid.
Really?
Fucking, I was watching that ICP theater shit. It was hilarious. They're talking about CeeLo Green.
You talking about what?
CeeLo Green, that fool. Fucking,
yeah.
Fucking Jay was hilarious. He's like, I fucking see this commercial. He's on Weight Watchers and shit. Fucking talking about that shit. He's like, you should be, support us fat guys. I don't, I would. Fucking, why the fuck you want to lose weight and shit? It's just hilarious.
Yeah, the show's pretty funny when they're not saying a bunch of gay shit.
Right. Shit's fucking weird.
Like tonight they were calling each other a bunch of fucking idiots.
Why the fuck would you want to look at a movie for that's half an hour for a dick? That shit's hilarious. You spent a half an hour watching a movie trying to look for someone's dick. That shit's fucking crazy.
And...
what?
Man, fucking people come up with stupid comments. because of the fact that
the internet.
No, because that chick, you know, the fucking TV and taking a picture. Someone actually comments saying, nice toilet.
Next toilet.
Be like, did you just go down taking a shit?
Right. Terrible.
That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a nice big shit and then take a picture.
Who doesn't? Shit, my homie be posting comments all the time and shit. Fucking the other day, he's like taking a fat shit. I was like, hell no, nigga.
Or you know, you like at like that one fat chick, man. You know, sitting on the toilet. You know, that's what I'd like to do too. You know.
Oh yeah, that's shit.
I just take pictures of myself on the toilet. Post it up on Instagram. You got bitches on there like real skinny and shit posting how much weight they lost and posting how much shit I just took.
Fucking alert.
You know, be like, that was my dinner.
Shit, there goes my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You're like, that's what it looks like after we eat it. Before and after.
Before is nice and good. After all, hell.
Yeah, you get a nice big burrito or something, and then you get a nice big shit afterwards. Come on, you know people take pictures like that. They just don't post them.
Right. They out there somewhere. like
Havoc. Havoc's probably one of those people.
Actually, no, if it was me, I would definitely fucking post it up just for people to see.
Well, that is true. Yes.
Like, don't give a fuck. It's my shit.
It's my shit. It's my shit. Yeah, it literally is. This is not a Gwen Stefani song. This is literally my shit.
Yeah, right. Holy fucking shit, what the fuck is happening? Shit's fucking great.
It's funny how every conversation always turns into shit.
Yeah, my shit will be
Brady will be here tomorrow. I'm happy.
Oh.
Let's see what motherfucking shit is from Best Buy. Still in Ohio.
The hell did you buy from Best Buy?
I actually found a movie up on Best Buy for like fucking $5. Free shipping.
What was it?
Child's Play.
Really? You bought a Chucky movie?
Yep.
$5 plus shipping and hell. It's crazy.
They're going to send you one of the good guys' dolls as well?
Yeah. That would be dope. Man, that'd be dope if I got you found one of those.
That would not be dope. Next thing you know, the doll's coming to life and you're just dead. Speaking of which, they do got another one of those movies coming out.
Did you just say that he ate off the sidewalk and shit?
What?
I'm talking about children. I swear Cho just said something about eating off the sidewalk and then shit.
No, I said eating off the sidewalk and move my balls. Shit's hilarious.
Still not quite sure what you said.
Oh, I ate off the sidewalk with my balls.
You ate off the sidewalk with your balls? What the fuck?
Fucking hunger for shit, man. It's hilarious.
I think this might be worse than Chris, man. I don't know what the hell he's saying.
Yeah, I think he might be worse than Chris, too. That's not a good thing. It's not a compliment.
Oh, okay. Damn.
At least you're entertaining, but, like, we still can't understand you.
For sure.
There it is.
Damn.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
He, like, fucking yeah, he, like, mumbles.
Mumbles. All right. Yeah.
No, I think he likes to laugh too much, so while he's laughing, he tries to talk, and
yeah.
It doesn't work out.
I think I do that shit too much.
You should talk, and then laugh.
I need to stop doing that. For real.
So us white folk can understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
There's crackers out there.
All right, that's for sure.
Can this let get some love? How old are you? Like 15.
I'm 19.
No, not you. You're not.
He's talking about me.
Well, when I say let, I mean a female. I don't.
Oh, okay. I just heard how old are you? I'm 15. I'm like, no, I'm 19. I didn't hear the word.
Well, I sure hope you're around that age, seeing as how you just graduated high school and whatnot.
Yeah. But I did not hear that. I swear to God, I didn't hear the word let. All I heard was, how old are you?
I don't know. This girl definitely looks young as fuck, though.
Oh, okay.
And she definitely is because she got those stupid big black rubber glasses on.
Oh, hell no.
It's like, hey, do you think I look sexy? No, bitch.
Get the fuck out of
here. Like, maybe if you didn't have those fucking glasses on. Fucking bitch. So that's the type of shit that gets bitches hit.
Right.
Hell yeah.
It's hilarious how they get all pissed and shit.
Yeah, but I like how they make sure they have their titties in every picture, though.
Damn.
Pretty much.
Shit, there was this one time me and my homies at, what's that, Mickey D's, right?
Did you rob it?
No. We was eating there. Fucking four black chicks, right? Fucking, all of them were talking at once. My homie's like, God damn, I swear, shut the fuck up. You sound like a bunch of fucking chickens. Shit was hilarious. They can't be going off. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they do like to talk a lot.
At the same time,
yes.
Actually.
Yep.
Talking over each other at the same time. Shit was fucking hilarious. You sound like a fucking chicken.
That's women.
It's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Mike's. Why did somebody like that?
What the fuck?
I posted that like hours ago.
Someone must have been slow.
It was on a status where I had to correct somebody because they said Rock the Dead, and they said it was by ICP.
It's by Twisted. I'm pretty
Thank
sure
you.
About
at least, Twisted. At least you know. But I don't know why somebody liked my comment, though.
Damn. That's fucking crazy.
Like, it wasn't even funny or anything.
I think the blood's coming out of my eyes. That's all it.
You see, you got blood coming out of your eyes?
No, fucking. This hungry. Aqua Teen shit.
Did you say you're hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm thinking about getting up Mickey D's or Wendy's or something.
Jeez, man, you could just go to your
bowl.
Refrigerator.
I was just fucking around.
No, you're not. You only eat fast food. You don't cook.
Justin Beefy. No, thanks.
First of all, how old are you? And,
what do you look like? If you cock out, you want to stay at my place.
The hell are you talking about, man? Maybe the bitch don't even like you. Like, what the hell?
Nah, man, the chick Susie Marigo. So my fam, I'm planning a little vacay to the U.S. next summer. Hitting up Michigan, Ohio, and New York, and Jersey, for sure. Any other suggestions and whose couch can I crash on while I'm touring?
Who the hell said that? Why is she touring?
I don't know. Susie Marie.
Is she an artist?
Right.
No, she's just someone that's coming to the United States.
I never even heard of the bitch.
So she's just going to come here. It's not touring. It's just driving around, I guess.
Obviously, someone got a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, right? If you're going to do that, man, just come here, stop by, drop some money off, and then you can be on your way.
Right, shut up. What the fuck do you want to drive around those states for?
Well, you know, come drop me off some, you know, a couple hundred, a couple thousand.
A couple of you.
And, you know, like, this chick's all fucking
cool,
late and shit, too.
Commas.
Drop me off a new car, you know, something like that.
Some commas. Drop me off a few commas.
No, chill. We're not going to start talking like that.
Man, that shit's retarded as fuck, though.
Man, I don't make money that got. I don't make money that got commas in it.
Shit. I got a fucking mold once.
I make that money with decimals in it.
Decimals. God, I fucking hate the moles. Goddamn, bastards, so annoying. Fucking gophers and fucking moles. So, shit, I don't even like. Gotta have moles in it. But shit,
wonder if anybody ever made a song called "I Make Minimum Wage."
Let's do that shit. Fucking go on tour.
That could be the next big thing.
But hell yeah, that's shit. Have you heard that song? Minimum wage. That shit's fucking hard.
Screaming out, Mickey D's, Mickey D's.
Wendy's. No, nigga. Burger King, nigga. Fuck your fucking Burger King, nigga. Taco Bell. No, nigga, it's Long John Silver's. Churches, nigga, churches. Nigga, fuck your churches. Fucking A, man. Fucking restaurants, random shit.
Man, so he knows what the old churches is, man. That's what that one black kid was singing about in his fried chicken song.
Hold on, black people have chicken.
He made a song about chicken, yeah.
Hold on, I'm sick of chicken, man. Honestly.
Like, I thought it was a church's box.
Fuck churches, man. They changed up their oil. Fucking nasty ass shit, man. Who wants to fucking eat fucking granola oil? Tasty.
Talking about, I don't care how hungry you are.
Fucking chicken. Nah, nigga, you ain't giving me to eat that.
Stealing the chicken out your car.
Shit, I think I'm done with chicken now. Not that.
Why, man? Chicken's bone.
Hell no, I'm fucking bald. Fucking, I want to throw up every time I think of that. I had it so much.
What, you don't like chicken?
No, I had it so many times. It's like my taste buds just want to throw up every time I hear chicken now.
A black dude of tired of chicken.
Right? That's fucking...
What the hell has the world come to?
Right? It's like me saying, fuck grapes. It makes my stomach hurt.
That's one close up hatchet, man.
I would not just grape bagel, but all the other grapes.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about the hatchet man that was done by a 9-year-old?
Yes.
That shit sounds dope.
Old hatchet man.
It's fucking sick.
And why the fuck is it purple and blue?
That's dope.
Well, the colors don't matter. The fact that it was a 9-year-old that did it as a tattoo on somebody's skin is a bad idea.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, come on, seriously. Like, you're gonna let your fucking 9-year-old son, who is now 15, do a tattoo on you?
Man, get the fuck out of here.
It's like, you're dumb. But I respect him trying to draw the tattoo, man. Good fucking dope.
Well, yeah, that's great, but you gotta find somebody that can actually draw.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want just some stupid-looking thing on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that 9-year-old definitely can't draw word shit.
Damn. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie.
What movie is that?
Jobs. What the fuck? You don't want a movie called Jobs.
What, you don't want that? You don't want to watch that movie about Steve Jobs?
No, nigga, I need one. I don't want to watch some nigga fucking making a movie about his job, nigga. Like, I want to get paid too, nigga. What shit I want to buy too. I don't want to watch some nigga.
Well, get a damn job, man. What are you doing?
I don't want to watch a movie about some nigga's job. It's like, nigga, fucking get me a job. It's like, that's what I'm here for. I thought you were talking about fucking filling out application jobs. I didn't know you were talking about the movie job. Fuck the
no.
Movie.
This is a movie. You're going to have to watch this one.
Fuck no, I'm walking out. But nigga, I want a job. I didn't want to see the movie Job. I want a job.
Well, you're going to have to fill out applications if you want a job.
Right. Straight up.
Not go to the movies.
Okay. Right. It's like, that's not what it's there for. But I want to see that. Fuck what you want
to
see. That's
but maybe if you go to the movies, maybe you can get a job at the movies.
That would be dope,
yeah.
Man. Hey, we're hiring. We need you on the spot right now. No interview, none. Right now. Awesome.
Chill. I'm going to need you to put down that chicken and come out here and clean theater 11.
I ain't eating no chicken. Who the fuck dropped chicken? None of your business, motherfucker. I got a job to do.
My shit, man.
Yep.
Working in a movie theater is not fun.
I bet. Hey,
especially when it's like the cheap theater that I worked at for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, 99 cents to watch a movie.
So that's what made you become lazy.
No, that is not what made me become lazy. When I was born, I became lazy.
Aren't we all? We all are lazy. Yeah.
You know, it was just forever. I didn't really decide I was going to be lazy. It was just, you know, something I was born with.
Right? Sure, yeah, I agree to that.
And now I'm just really fat, so...
Yeah, I wish I could be fat. Motherfucker.
You wish you could be fat? Well, I'll cut off my fat and then I'll just give it to you. And...
Hell yeah, fucking... Hell
then you
yeah,
can be
I
fat.
I love the fat kids, bro. That's my chip. I fucking twist it, man.
Put on something we can shake our motherfucking rolls to.
Hell yeah. Shit, oh, fucking
getting hot in here. You might want to bring a fan.
That's cool. I'll eat a motherfucker. If I was fat. I'm like, nigga, don't fuck with me. I'll straight eat your ass alive. I don't give a fuck.
Well, if you were a cannibal, man, you could probably just eat fat people.
Nah, I respect fat people. I want to be one. It should be good.
You want to be fat. It's not that hard to get fat.
Shit, I got a fucking metabolism that fucking won't gain shit, man.
Man, I wish I had that.
Shit, I'll trade you. I'll trade you. Shit, you can have that shit. I don't even want it. It ain't doing shit for me.
Shit, motherfuckers eat. They don't gain any weight. I eat. I gain a lot of fucking weight.
That shit pissed me off. Like, I want to gain weight. I'm eating all this shit. All the guts down the toilet. What the fuck's that shit?
Yeah, man, he eats a big old meal, and he goes to the bathroom, then that's it.
Go back.
Gains nothing. The hell was that music?
Freddie Grime.
Who?
Freddie Grime.
Why are you listening to him?
I heard his music in forever.
That nigga just got bored.
Well, this isn't a good time to be listening to music.
Oh, Dan, plus, you know, did you say you want me to get some, you know, some Juggalo rappers?
Yeah.
Why not Freddie Grimes? Why not have Freddie Grimes be one of them?
Years ago, I asked him how much he could charge for a collab. He said like $50. But you know, I'm a broke nigga, I guess, so it doesn't really work.
Hey, I got a question for you.
You got questions for me? Well,
yeah.
I don't want to answer them.
Oh, you bastard.
What's your question?
Shit, so y'all make music too, right?
Yeah, occasionally.
Oh, was that a book?
What?
Was that a book or was that a music on that Facebook? Oh, no, you posted something. I forgot what it was. But it was like,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It said hip-hop or some shit. Hold on.
Hip-hop?
Forgot fuck what it was.
That's not really helping your case here. I don't know what you're talking
about. I forgot what it was.
I did post a few songs yesterday, if that's what you saw.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that would be music. Yes.
That shit's dope. That's hard.
We also posted the mixtape not too long ago.
Oh, hell yeah, for sure.
Posted the link up to the Chronicles of the Dark Carnival DVD.
Oh, damn, that's dope.
So you could check out those videos
yeah.
from the DVD that we cannot buy anywhere because they got it at the Gathering.
Damn. You think they're going to put that shit in the stores, or?
No, they already said that they're not.
Oh, damn.
Well, the people that got it said that they weren't going to.
That's fucking crazy.
But
yeah,
they should, like, I mean, even though we just watched it for free, though. But.
Yeah, more than likely, if you want it, wait till the next Focus card and they'll probably put it on there with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably watch it. That's what they did with Bang Pow Boom.
Oh, nice.
With the whole Yale Family Underground DVD.
Man, yeah, even though... Yeah, even though they already sold fucking a Film Underground DVD separately before.
Yeah, they sold that separately, the CD separately, and then they put it all together. But yeah, Chill will probably enjoy those videos, especially the opening of the first one with Shaggy wearing a Devo hat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking fucking Godzilla shit.
Damn, Chill's not even paying attention to us.
He said Chuck Hands, so I'm just like Godzilla.
What not?
Paying attention to that damn show.
Yeah.
I wanna find out who's up, I don't know if she fucking put out, I think even put out that fucking new album or not.
Well, it's not a new album. It's pretty much their hits.
with three new tracks.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like I want to find out if they got anything new. Toxology, Zug Island's Dopest Bangers.
Maybe that's it.
Let's see if I can find it.
Well, then you just find
it. It's on Amazon. They got
it
on Amazon. Yeah.
Well, what's the year that they got? What's the year they got on it?
2013, August 13th.
So that was Tuesday.
Yep.
Does it tell you what's on it?
Yeah. Let's see, you got Sunny Day, Always, Fire, Saved, Remix, Prison Song, Fly, Why, Remix, Dreams, The River, Cry, Feel, Suicide. And I'm going to say that the three new tracks would be Licks of Flames, Can't Change, and I Found You.
Sounds like that would be the new thing. So there, yeah, that is.
I'm not gonna guarantee anything, but I think I might be able to get my hands on it.
It's just a damn mixture of both of their CDs.
Well, yeah, but you know, I only want to plug in three bonus tracks. That's all I want.
Well, duh.
Everyone wants the bonus track.
Kind of like how, you know, Strange Music kind of screws you out of things whenever, hey, get this pre-order, you get a free track, but then we're going to give you bonus tracks if you get it off of iTunes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you motherfucker, you make us buy the CD and then you give us the free shit if we download it off the computer.
What happened? This shit I just purchased.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. Put it on the goddamn extra CD and put it in my damn CD case, bitch.
Fucked up.
It's ridiculous. Right? You pay over $25 and whatnot, and you don't even give me the bonus shit. Fuck out of here.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, nope, didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, if I fucking find it. A free download, I'll be happy.
See if it's on Straight Outta DK.
It's not. They can already look.
Those bastards. It's all Chill's fault. Yeah, he's not even listening.
Of course not.
And yes, not,
without even trying it, I'd get my hands on the new Dead Celebrity Status CD.
That's not what we were looking for.
No, but I found it on Straight Outta DK, so fuck it, I'm gonna download it.
Jeez, I'm sure they'll be thrilled to hear that.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm
speaking
buying
of which,
it,
we
don't worry.
We have them coming up for an interview, Chill, on the 30th.
If we do.
Yeah.
Let's go.
If you've never heard of them, man, you're missing out on some good shit.
All right.
So you should go add, you should go add Havoc on Facebook so he can send you the link.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so I can't add people.
Okay.
I don't think I can yet.
Oh, okay.
Rondo was texting that with the
all the juggalos are in Facebook jail.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I tried to have my homies try to hit you up. I don't know if they did.
Hit
who are your homies?
Huh?
Who are your homies?
From Colorado Ninjas.
Well, that doesn't help anything. Do you have names?
One name's Chris. My other homie's name is Mikula.
Yeah, I don't think he even hit me up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to comment up on fucking DK and see if anybody got their hands on the fucking, on Zog Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love everybody sharing free music.
I should do it.
Yeah, like I said, don't worry. When I get paid on Friday, I'm also going to buy the album from Death Slippy Status.
Uh-huh.
Listen to Stevie Stone. Myself out of this goddamn fucking post that chick with the TV and the fucking toilet in the background.
Did she even answer your comment?
No.
That dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Drowned her in her sink.
Or in her fucking shower.
Shower? You gotta drown her in a shower.
Yeah, because the fucking shower is like right next to it. Like literally right next to her.
But I'm just saying, how do you drown somebody in a shower unless their shower is in a bathtub and the bathtub can fill up?
Oh, yeah, that's the
I don't know.
Because, you know, in a shower, the water just goes down.
Right. Yeah, I'd love to drown someone in the shower.
Oh, either that or, you know, do like the fucking, like fucking motherfuckers do, like when they're fucking torturing people. Fucking tie them up, fucking, hold a fucking washcloth or fucking rag and go over their mouth and just fucking, just let the water fucking just keep fucking going in their mouth. I don't that way.
Or you could do that, I guess. I'm not really a pro at killing people.
Fuck yeah.
I just know I should stay away from water when around havoc.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Like, if you go to the fucking pokes, they changed it up to where it says poke back. But
man,
it's
you,
all
are
blue
you are slow as a motherfucker.
Well, maybe it's because I don't bother poking people.
I think that's...
Yeah, right. You a liar. You poke a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the gayest shit on Facebook ever.
Man, I used to have a whole bunch of fucking people poke war and shit, but nobody pokes back now.
Right? It's like, why the fuck you gonna poke me? I poke you back, you ain't gonna poke. Fuck you, that's just the gayest shit ever.
Like, I had at least, like, fucking 10 people in that shit, but now none of them do it anymore.
Shit's hilarious.
Oh, it could be worse. You could have Tammy Brown poking you again.
Oh, fuck no, man. I ended that.
I ended that shit, no more.
No way in hell I went that again.
Yo, I wonder if she's online. I can tell the Pope Ghetto G.
Man, don't do that. Why the hell would you do that?
Wait,
hold on. This says, I looking Lettles in Boston and out of state.
Yeah, what the fuck's the letter?
or letless. Or I don't know, however you would pronounce that. What the hell is this? Murder Music Presents the Myrtle Dolls. Ain't that already a music group?
Yeah, Murder Dolls is a music group already.
What the hell is this? What is this? The fans of fucking Playboy the Beast? Why would I want to like this?
Who the fuck named himself Playboy? What the fuck?
I don't know. This this rapper dude.
So he thinks he's Beast because he got Playboy.
I guess.
He's like, yeah, I'm a Playboy. I'm a beastie ass Playboy.
Yeah, that's exactly what this page is. Why do I want to like this again? Yeah, you got some fine looking bitches on here, but I don't even listen to your music.
Right? So I never even heard of you.
Like, I only like that diss track that you did to the Joker.
The Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know who the Joker is?
Yeah. He's the one who be clowning niggas, huh?
Well, trying to.
Oh, yeah. Well, homie, fucking love the shit out of that food. Fucking dance pops and techno and fucking... just fucking people, man.
What the fuck did you just send me? DWTCADFO. Did your hand just go nuts?
Yes. And plus, I copied what did that dude David Hutton said up in the room, up in the fucking chat. Well, group, whatever. It supposedly stands
for
it down with
dude. The... I just smacked a bunch of letters and I actually spelled a word. Two words. Three words. Wow. That's amazing.
VHF, Crust. And used and Chad.
I wasn't even trying to spell anything.
Damn.
And this phone is retarded.
Yo, I wonder what would happen if you did that. Up in fucking all Juggalo chat.
That'd be dope.
Did you just say you love us too?
I said that'd be dope. I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Hey, look. Hey, look, Gil G actually spelled three more words.
I spelled jitterbug.
Yeah, and cuff and occur.
What the fuck is wrong with this phone? It's spelling words.
Apparently your phone does not want you to slap it around.
But whenever I actually try to type something out that I want to say, it doesn't make any sense.
That's fucked up.
Here you go, Havoc. This is for you right here. Somebody posted. Stay wicked and yell out, whoop, whoop.
Okay, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Chill, we can hear your TV.
What the hell is this person doing? Sticking fucking nails through their fucking chest.
That's dope. That's some Corey-ass shit. So I did it because I was bored.
You all think of these fucking nails in my fucking chest. Oh, it looks amazing.
It's a new trend.
Looks fucking amazing, man. I wish I could do that.
Right? Nails in your chest. That shit's dope.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shit, it's like, fuck the piercing. I take the nails.
Well, give me a staple gun. Nail gun.
Give me a nail gun.
Yeah, I'll give you some fresh new piercings.
Ah, fuck. What did you do to me?
I think it's a chick, too.
Man, I'm tired of people asking where I'm at. I don't want to fucking tell you where I'm at.
Yeah, we're not Boost Mobile.
Some Boost Mobile shit.
Yeah.
Where you at? Nigga, this ain't no walkie-talkie. It's a fucking cell phone, nigga. You don't have to fucking say that shit all the time. It's a fucking commercial. Shit's a point.
Man, that shit don't even exist anymore.
Straight up. Don't even exist. It's been years since I've seen that shit.
Yeah, that's what me and this dude used to say all the time, man. Like, Boost Mobile, where you at?
Fucking the Hunger First made fun of that shit. That shit was hilarious. Where you at, dog? Where you at? Shit's hilarious.
Be like, motherfucker, I don't want you to know where I'm at.
Right, they took that nigga to a fucking
bar. Be like, bitch, I'm right next to you. Like, people used to do that in school.
Yeah.
Like, where you at? But like, I'm in fucking class. Like, I'm
talking. Damn.
Fucking morons.
No, you cannot get two whoops. You can get a whoop whoop, but you're not getting two whoops. Fuck out of here.
How about deuce whoops?
Man, don't start something new.
It already happened. It's already it's out there.
Oh,
that shit's out there already.
Yeah, no, the sick fucking Nana, Donna, whatever the fucking name says, sorry for all the drama on my last post.
No. You're dumb.
And she goes, but, and she goes, but BTT can, and I get the BTTA two whoops for FR. Really in true fam.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
I expect no, but I some come and say, no, you can't get two whoops, but I'll give you a whoop whoop instead.
Right.
Oh, these damn people.
They everywhere, aren't they?
Idiots. Idiots everywhere.
Fucking try driving in Kansas City. There's some dumbass motherfuckers out here, right? There's this fucking old lady that fucking just speeds out of at a fucking yield sign. So how the fuck do you do that? How the fuck do you want to speed out of yield sign?
Yeah, people don't like to stop at stop signs around here.
No, a yield sign. Shit's hilarious. This old ass lady fucking just speeds out fucking this stupid ass yield sign.
Well, I'm saying you're supposed to stop at stop signs too.
Hell yeah, I see that shit.
But nobody does that.
Shit, they just act like they don't see it.
Sometimes I like to test them, though, man. I like to walk real slow across the street.
Oh, yeah, piss them off. some fucking dumbass fool tried to hit me.
But yeah, right, my luck, man, somebody would hit me.
Someone tried to do that to me. This fucking mean-ass fucking dude, man. I'm just doing this show on purpose. He's going to fucking hit me. It's like, what the fuck?
Shit, man, I'd hit somebody if they did that.
I wouldn't give a fuck. It's like, take your fucking time.
Like, I get real pissed when somebody walks real slow in front of the car.
I'm doing that shit. Shit's hilarious.
Like, man, I let you pass. You're supposed to cross, and I'll fucking take your good old time.
It's like, nigga, I love watching slow.
It's ridiculous.
Shit's fucking funny as fuck. I'm going to start doing that just to piss people off out here.
Yeah, you would.
I would, dude. I would. So I don't fucking watch. Just fuck it. I'm just walking slow. Just talking.
Man, I can't believe this girl's actually watching that Juice movie. Mainly because it's on Fuse right now, and it was on before.
I know what. She's trying to catch that ICP theater.
Duh. I'm trying to catch it at 2 o'clock, too, because I missed it at 11.
Oh, I caught that shit. That shit's hilarious. Fuck.
Got Coolio on there.
Oh, yeah, that shit was dope. That nigga's like, let me get the Michael Jackson Hatchet Man shirt.
Super it's a little
small.
Smaller.
Nah, let me get that shit at super small. Small or something.
Yeah, I saw that poor dude.
That shit was hilarious.
This bitch thinks that she's our fucking favorite let. The hell?
What?
Kristen Jade Griffith goes, hey fam, it's me again, one of your fave lets. Bitch, I never mentioned you till now. How the fuck you want to hear
this? Yes, bitch. Oh,
thank you, bitch, but my favorite let is baby oil.
I got the baby rub.
Who's getting rub? Please, put your goddamn hands where my eyes can see. Fucking my eyes on it. I got the baby rub. Who's getting rub?
Probably the best part of that movie.
He all in his onesies. Man, these ain't even real, man.
I'm in an ape suit and the moves. I don't give a fuck.
That's your worst. I don't give a fuck. I want a motherfucking Pango root beer float. I don't give a fuck if you don't even have any ice cream. But take your ass down to the market. It's hilarious. I'll take that donut too off your fucking ass. Love the shit out of that movie.
Shit, that's Missy.
Titty bitch. That shit's fucking great.
Yeah, I didn't even have to do that for y'all. I'll hook y'all up.
Show you right. That shit's fucking epic.
Hey, go get him.
Man, don't send me things.
Joshua Townsend says, are there any jugglers that are looking to be on a label, record label? Because my label, Wicked Nation Records, is growing, and I am looking for more artists to be on the label.
That's what all these people are doing, right?
You could suck my dick.
There's like, I don't know, I think that every state, all the ninjas are doing that shit.
Tired of that shit. Fuck them internet labels.